Now, from Hollywood, romance. Thomas Wolfe probably said it best when he wrote, "You can't go home again." Most of us discover this in one way or another as the years go by. So far, though, no one's written a book called You Can't Go Back to Class Reunions Again. But maybe they should. Here's at least one chapter of such a book. So now, with John Daner as Kelly, we bring you Kathleen Hite's transcribed romance, Class of 41.
I don't know how many times I've said it. I wish just one weekend would come along that wasn't already promised. Bridge with the Lewises, dinner with Sue's folks, weekend shopping, Skipper's haircut. Just one single weekend with nothing to do. That's what I'd ask for. Well, it was here. No plans, no commitments, nothing that had to be done. It was here. And it was raining.
Want a cup of tea, dear? Hot chocolate?
Mm-mm.
How about me?
How about you making some for all of us?
I guess I don't really want any.
I can wait, too. How about you, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Can you wait a while for your hot chocolate?
Mm-hmm. Sure. That'd be fine.
What would?
Hot chocolate.
But you said you didn't want any.
Any what?
Any hot chocolate.
No.
All right, dear. Goodness, I just asked. Go on. Go on with your book.
Sure, why not?
I'm sorry, Kelly. I hate it when anyone does that to me.
Oh, it's all right. Not much of a book anyway.
Hey, who's Hildy?
Hildy? What have you got there, Skipper?
I don't know. Found them up in the attic. Yearbooks. Is that what you call them?
Yeah. I didn't know these things were still around.
Aren't you going to answer your son's question?
Yeah. Golly. Her picture's on just about every page.
Uh-huh.
And she signed every one of them.
Hmm? Who?
Hildy.
Oh, she's just someone I used to know.
Didn't you like her, Mom?
Your mother never knew her.
Except by hearsay.
What does that mean?
That your mother never knew her.
Well, she's sure pretty.
Who wasn't? 1941.
1941? That was before I was even born.
Which worked out very well. I didn't even know your mother yet.
But he sure knew Hildy.
Okay. How about Gaylord Wentworth?
He was a very nice guy. And he still is.
Hey, where are your yearbooks, Mom? I'm all through with these.
Oh, I'm not sure, dear. They're around somewhere, but I really wouldn't know where to tell you to look.
Probably all tied together with blue ribbon and faded dance corsages. Gaylord Wentworth.
What does that mean?
That your father never knew him.
The rain went on, and so did the weekend. And so did our feeble efforts at humor about Sue's and my old flames. Funny. All our married life, I'd kidded Sue about Gaylord Wentworth, and she'd countered with Hildy Abbott, but this time it was different. It was flat and dull. It had a hollow sound, at least it did for me. I don't know. Maybe it was like looking through all those yearbooks. I guess no one likes to feel he's getting along in years.
Who are you kidding? You're 35 years old.
I know. It's just that 1941 seems like an awful long time ago.
You know why? Because you're locked to a lot of guys I know. The minute you graduated from college, you let go of all your ties with the school.
Look, Pete, I pay my alumni dues, and if this is another pitch for me to become active, as you call it, in that old grad organization of yours, forget it. I'm not the type.
Well, I'm not the type either, Kelly, the type you mean. I'm no more a perennial sophomore than you are. But I just honestly get a kick out of going back every so often, you know, and helping along with scholarship funds, stuff like that. It keeps me young.
How?
Well, for one thing, they're just exactly like we were, Kelly. I mean, today's undergraduates. All the same things are important, the same traditions, the same politics. And it all doesn't seem so long ago when you see how little it's changed.
14 years. That's a long time, Pete.
Oh, go on. You're in a rut, Kelly.
Yeah. Nice deep one, but who isn't?
If you were satisfied with it, I'd let you alone.
Well, I'm satisfied. Why shouldn't I be? I'm doing all right. Sue and I have a nice home, a couple of cars. Skipper's a great kid. Why shouldn't I be satisfied?
Is Sue bored, too, Kelly?
I don't know. I don't think she's... Who said anything about being bored?
Nobody, huh? Oh. But when guys start talking about being old at 35, especially someone like you who's got his health and his share of worldly goods, not to mention a nice wife and a kid, well, somebody's bored.
Yeah, and supposing somebody is, the answer is to take a walk down Maple Glade or have a double chocolate malt at the dump. Well, is that it?
Hey, how about coming down next weekend, huh?
What's next weekend?
What's next? Founders Day. All the classes are having reunions. There'll be the usual open houses and the dance, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now, you just think about it. A lot of people you know are going to be there. Oh, say, I almost forgot. Hildy Abbott asked about you the other day.
Oh, Hildy?
Yeah, yeah. Funny thing, she never got married. Can you imagine that?
No, no, I can't.
Well, she'll be there. Founders Day.
For a guy who just happened to be coming through town, Pete had dropped quite a few bombs. I wondered if he was right, if I was bored, if Sue was bored, and all that business about Founders Day and the class reunions. I didn't want to go. I really didn't. I was curious about Hildy. I hadn't thought of her in years till Skip found my old yearbooks. But seeing her pictures again and Pete mentioning her the way he did, I got to thinking about Hildy a lot.
I think you ought to go, Kelly. I think you need something like that.
Like what?
Oh, seeing the old crowd again, singing the songs, replaying all the big games, getting completely away from your routine.
You sound like Pete.
I should. He dropped by here after he saw you.
Oh, Pete came here?
No. He's right. I'm glad he came. I mean it. I think it would do you a world of good.
What's the matter with me that everybody wants to do me a world of good all of a sudden? I'm not complaining, am I? I don't need any help. I'm just fine.
You don't sound fine. You sound cooped in and tired and nervous and bored.
Pete really unloaded on you, didn't he?
Those are my words, not Pete's.
Well, look, I don't want to go to Founders Day. I don't want to meet my old classmates at the Commons Lounge for coffee. I don't want to compare hairlines and waistlines. I don't want to sing the old songs and yell the old yells. And I
all
don't...
All right, Kelly,
I don't
all
want
right,
to...
Kelly, all right.
Okay, then. It's that settled.
I just thought you might like it. I wanted you to know it was all right with me.
Well, thanks, Sue. I just don't... You don't want to go, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean... If I'd gone to school there, I would, but that wouldn't mean anything to me to go.
No, I suppose not.
Anyway, I don't think wives belong at class reunions.
Why do you say that?
Because I mean it. I think I'd get in your way.
Oh, how would you get in my way?
Well, I don't know. I'd be on your mind. I'd either be tagging along for you to introduce to dozens of people, or I'd be alone at the hotel, and you'd be out. Just wouldn't be any fun for either of us.
No. Sue, you want me to go, don't you?
Well, only if you want to, honey. I think you'd enjoy it. I think the change would do you good, that's all.
Well, I could do some business down there. I mean, it wouldn't be just a pleasure trip.
Kelly, there's nothing wrong with a pleasure trip.
No, I guess not. Sue, would you do this? If I go, mind you, just if I go, would you come down Saturday night for the dance?
Yes, darling. If you really want me to.
I really wanted her to. I can't quite explain it. I felt guilty, I knew that, because way down beneath all the talk was Hildy. She'd be there, and I'd see her, because I wanted to see her. And I wanted Sue there, well, for insurance, I guess.
Hey, Kelly! Hey, Kelly! Over here,
oh, hi, Pete. Hi.
Hi.
Well, go ahead. Gloat.
I came.
Oh, you old son of a gun. I'm just glad to see you. Hey, you registered yet?
Yeah, I'm at the Fairmount Inn.
No. I mean class registration.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, right over there, boy. You see over there where it says class of 41?
Yeah.
Get yourself signed in. You got a tag for your lapel.
Oh, swell.
Hey, and look, Kelly, don't stay at the inn. A bunch of us are staying over at the fraternity house. Big smoker tonight, boy.
Oh, well.
Yeah, sure you will. I'll see you later, Kelly.
Yeah. Is this where you register the class of 41?
Just a moment till I see if I... Kelly!
Hello, Hildy.
I don't believe it. Well, Pete said he'd talk to you, but I never thought I'd see you here.
I never thought you would either.
You haven't changed much, Kelly.
You haven't either, Hildy. You haven't changed at all.
We'll return to romance and our story, Class of 41, in just a moment. And now for the second act of Romance.
Hildy hadn't changed. Not in looks, anyway. If I closed my eyes, it was as if the 14 years since I'd seen her had slipped away and we were back in the spring of 1941 again. But I didn't close my eyes, and Hildy was still young, still beautiful, still looking at me with that wide, wondering way of hers.
Well, go ahead, Kelly.
Go ahead and what?
Sign in.
Oh.
Your name, your class, where
yeah.
You're staying, and how many reservations you want for the dance tomorrow night.
Well, I'm registered at the inn, but Pete says some of the guys are staying at the house.
Oh, you'll have to stay at the house, Kelly. It's a lot more fun that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Most of the actives have moved into the dorms for the weekend. You can probably get your old room back. I did.
Oh, you're staying at the sorority house, huh?
Just across the street, in case you'd forgotten.
Oh, I hadn't forgotten.
You didn't fill it in. About the dance.
Oh? Well, I'm not sure.
Well,
I mean,
you're coming, sure.
No, I don't know. It just depends. I may have to leave before then. As a matter of fact, I think I had better...
Why, Kelly, I won't let you. You've got to be at the dance. And I'll just fill in two reservations for you right now.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that, Hildy. You did it, huh?
Honestly, you don't change a bit. I practically had to invite you to the dances when we were in school, too.
You did? Two? Oh, now, wait. No, Hildy, you mean...
I mean I'll expect you at 8.
At 8. But look, Hildy...
And I prefer gardenias.
Gardenias. Look,
hey, Hildy,
you just don't understand.
You can monopolize our boy. All the guys are waiting for him at the house.
All right, but keep him in tow, Pete. He's acting like a lost little boy.
Yeah, I sure am.
Come on, fella.
Why didn't you tell her?
A good question.
Well?
And right back at you, why didn't you tell her?
I don't know.
Ah.
She's got no right to look like that after all these years.
Hildy had no right to look like that when she was 20.
Look, she bamboozled me. I walked up there to get this stupid tag, and there she was, like the 14 years hadn't happened at all.
Yeah?
Like I was signing up for the senior prom, and there she was, with that look.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, go on. Take her to the dance. It's no federal offense, you know.
What are you talking about, take her to the dance? I'm a married man.
I know, but Sue wouldn't care. Kelly.
What?
Kelly, it's Founder's Day. Relax and enjoy it.
Oh, brother, I don't get you. I just don't get you at all. You're like Hildy. Yeah. You set foot on the old campus again in Whammo. Everybody's right back where he was in 1941.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, it's...
All right, you call Sue and tell her if it'll make you feel any better. And I'll bet you she won't be upset about it at all.
Pete, what? You're not going to believe this because you're caught up in this frantic fever down here. Yeah, you are. But I asked Sue to come down to the dance. That's how old hat I am. I invited my wife.
Oh, she isn't coming, is she?
Of course she's coming.
I wonder why.
She's my wife.
Well, of course she's your wife, but she won't get any wallop out of this dance. She doesn't know any of these people.
That's what she said.
Oh, now, come on. What did Sue say, really?
That she'd come if I wanted her to.
Oh, you see?
No, no. I don't see. And I'm going to tell Hildy all about Sue and Skipper and... You know, I can't figure out why she wouldn't think I was married.
She isn't married.
No, but... Well, I can't figure that out either.
You know what I think? I think you're scared.
Oh, scared.
I think you're just busting to take Hilly to that dance. I think you hope, like anything, that Sue will call and say she can't make it.
Oh, you do you? Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Now. Oh, my gosh.
Hello. Oh, Sue, we were just talking about you. No, we really were. Oh, he's right here. Sue, do me a favor, will you?
Keep out of it, Pete.
Yeah, well... Just talk him into coming over to the fraternity house with the rest of us, huh? Will you? That's fine. Yeah, all right, here he is.
You want me to stick around?
Yeah, I think maybe it'd better. Hi, Sue.
Oh, Kelly, I was so afraid you'd be out somewhere and I couldn't find you.
Well, is something wrong?
Well, nothing serious, honey. Only I really don't think I'll come down tomorrow.
Oh, but Sue, you've got to.
Kelly, you sound desperate.
Well, I am. Well, I just hoped you would, that's all. Well, why don't you think you'll make it?
Well, Skipper's got a little cold, and I think it's...
Do you want me to come home?
Oh, no. Goodness, it's just a little cold, not serious at all. But I don't think I should go off and leave him at Mother's.
Well, I'll be glad to come home, Sue. I think maybe that's just what I ought to do.
Now, you'll do no such thing. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to move in the fraternity house with Pete and your old gang, and I insist that you go to the dance.
No, you shouldn't. I mean, don't insist, Sue.
But I do. Now, please, Kelly... Have a good time. And don't worry about Skipper. And don't even think about me.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean relax and enjoy yourself. Now, goodbye, dear. And I'll see you Sunday night.
Yeah, but Sue, the... She hung up.
Good. Now, come on. Let's move you out of here.
No, Pete, you don't understand.
What?
Sue isn't coming to the dance.
Okay, she isn't coming to the dance. So you're going to take Hildy and...
And I'm scared stiff.
Are you still out here?
Yeah, I still am.
I don't remember that you were this quiet.
Well, I've got quite a bit on my mind.
Well, can't be me. You haven't even danced once with me. Do you think that's nice?
I think it's just as it should be. Hildy...
Lucky for me, I still rate with a stag line. You know something, Kelly. I still have your fraternity pin.
Hildy... That was a long time ago. And since
Every
then,
time I go to one of the tri-sig dances, I think about you.
You mean you still go to fraternity dances?
Well, yes. Doesn't everyone?
Well, no.
And all my sorority dances, too, and all the games. Why, I think it's square not to be a part of the school.
Square?
Honestly, the last tri-sig dance was the craziest. I mean, way out, you know?
Way out?
The wildest.
Hildy, I don't think it's going to bother you at all, but it's a little late to mention it. But since I last saw
Kelly,
you, I...
Kelly, what? Listen. Kelly, it's our song. Now, come on, dance with Hildy. Just this once.
Oh, well. Sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Me, Kelly.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Dad. Hey, let's loosen up a little, huh? All together
Honey, I'm home.
Kelly? I didn't expect you so soon.
Come here.
Why, Kelly, I... Oh, Kelly.
Oh, I'm real glad to see you.
Oh, I really believe you are. I'm glad to see you too, darling.
Sue, baby, it was wild. I've got to tell you, the darndest thing...
Well, come in and sit down, honey. I want to hear all about it. And I want to tell you something, too.
Hey, Dad, you're home.
Hi, Skipper. I sure am. Hey, how's that cold?
Cold? Run on and play, Skipper. I want to talk to your father.
Okay. Well, I'll see you later, Dad.
Well, no cold, but I thought you said that...
I did. And Kelly, there's...
No. Well, me first, honey. Hildy. I saw her. She's beautiful. She hasn't changed a bit. I mean, not a bit, Sue. She's just the same. Just exactly the same as she was 14 years ago.
Oh. Well, that's nice, darling.
No. No, it isn't, Sue. It isn't nice at all. It's just awful. And I'm so glad. Oh, it's so great to be home, honey. Oh,
it's so great to have you home, darling. Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
My turn?
Sure.
Skipper didn't have a cold. Not even a sniffle.
Oh? Well, that's good.
He was just in town for one night, Kelly.
Hmm?
And I thought that, well... Only he's bald and fat and...
What? Sue. Gaylord Wentworth?
Gaylord. Oh, it was just awful.
Oh, no. Oh, I like you.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald, with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You have heard Class of 41, specially written for Romance by Kathleen Height, starring John Daner. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Lawrence Dobkin, Shirley Mitchell, and Sammy Ogg. This is Hugh Douglas, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at the same time.